If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Today was Thanksgiving, and many of us are back in our hometowns at the same tables as our relatives for the first time in 2 years. But despite that, I'd say we still have a lot to be thankful for.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth's parents Hillary and Larry and his brother Josh visit Studio 8G for our annual Thanksgiving episode. Now let's get to the show.
Our guests tonight are three of my favorite people in the world. Please welcome back to our annual Thanksgiving show, my family, Hillary, Larry, and Josh Meyers. Now, this is very exciting because last year, obviously, COVID was in a far worse place, and we basically decided a few days out we would all stay at home. You guys are in New Hampshire, two different rooms. Josh, you were in L.A. It's very nice to be here in person. I think they think two different rooms is weird. You are sometimes in the same room.
It goes
better when you're not. and Josh, the scariest thing that happened was we were in Zooming, and you decided to do your interview from the bathtub.
Yeah, I decided. Well, I was at my house, and I was like, change of venue, change of location for the second act or third act, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
And then while you were Zooming in a bathtub, you froze.
Yeah.
And there was a fear amongst all of us here that you had electrocuted yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah, which is a valid fear.
I mean,
you know I've got a lighting kit set up, and I've got a computer, and I've got...
A lot of things tipping on the side of a bathtub ledge.
Yeah.
Was it scary for you in the moment?
No, just the lights went out.
Yeah.
The lights went out, and I didn't know if it was just, my internet or my apartment, and I didn't want to get out of the tub because my bubbles were gone.
Right.
And in case the power kicked back on...
Right, in an opportune moment.
Right.
Not only is this show canceled, but you personally are canceled.
Or not. It's weird. It's weird who gets canceled and who doesn't these days.
I think the bummer is you were in the middle of a story when you got frozen. So let's just show that clip.
Sure.
And then just pick it up right when it gets frozen and finish the story for us.
Okay, yep.
I'd get on the couch. I would get a warm blanket wrapped around me. I'd be given a bagel with cream cheese and bacon and juice. And I would watch the Smurfs and the Snorks.
Yeah, every morning I was woken up and she would have drawn a bath for me, and that's how my love of baths was created.
So I feel like having a full 12 months between the middle and the end of the story probably hurt it a little.
Probably a little bit. Yeah.
We also talked last year about how the next time you were going to see our boys, my boys, that you were going to dress up like the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. And I have my doubts that you would do that.
That's disappointing to hear.
Yeah. Well, no one was disappointed on the day. Take a look. If you like cute videos, there's going to be a fair share today. Take a look at this one.
Wait, Punkieri was late?
Punkieri's late.
Now, over the course of this past year, you're not a man who rests on your laurels. So you knock out White Rabbit. Then the kids get into Babar. He shows up. And then The Flash. The Flash showed up.
And you wouldn't believe how crazy fast he was.
Oh, my God. This is, yeah, it doesn't look it, but this is exactly as fast as the fastest Flash.
Ain't no Flash like a Flash with a staff.
Ain't no Flash with a Flash like a staff. Now, we have another, because will you explain how it first, do you remember how it first started, how what Dad decided to do as he pulled into the driveway?
The honking business?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I think it was Pittsburgh had that honk, bum, 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 bum.
When we were in high school, when we would pull up to our friends to let them know we were out there, we would always honk a certain way. There were some high school fraternities, and we called it a pie-taw. Uh-huh. We used to go, dun, 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 and then you would always know it was one of your friends for you.
Well, now my kids know. They get so excited when they hear it. And this is a series over the course of the last year of my boys hearing the honk. And I should note the last part of this clip is you guys leaving, and it's a slightly different reaction. Also, I forgot to preface, for those who don't know this, my kids call my parents Ponka Yeri and Ponka Hurry.
Yes.
Ponka was how my oldest son said grandpa, and it stuck. So take a look at the Ponkas arriving.
Say bye, guys.
Bye!
Bye! Bye, Daddy!
They seem to be fans. They seem to be fans. We have a... We want everybody to stick around because up next we have, I guess, I think you'd call it a surprise announcement.
Sure.
Which I think will be very fun for everybody. We'll be right back with more Hillary, Larry, Josh, and a surprise Myers family announcement.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back with my family, everyone, and like I said, it's so nice to be together again to continue this tradition. Another tradition is that every year we have dressed up first my son Ash, and then when he was born, my son Ash and Axel and our dog Frisbee as turkeys. This is something we're going to continue to do until they get too old where they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, about 20, 22.
Yeah.
The dog has never really been into it.
No. And in fact, keep an eye out for a couple things. One, do you think the dog likes being in this video? And two, keep your eye out. If you peel your eyes very closely, there's sort of an Easter egg that maybe you will find. But again, watch very closely. Here are the boys in Frisbee as turkeys.
Bug, 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 Thanksgiving. Bug, bug, bug.
We had another one, you guys! We had another one! This is 10 weeks ago. My wife gave birth to a baby girl. And I feel like it's only fitting for you to tell everybody what her name is.
Oh, my gosh. Her name is Adelaide, Addie, after my mother.
Yes.
So I knew, knowing Seth and Alexi, it had to start with an A. It had to be a cool name. And I know what family means to all of them. So I thought I pretty much had it, but I didn't know. And I didn't want to ask.
Yep.
And so it waited. You waited until we were on the vineyard. And
yep.
It was a rainy day. And then you said, do you want to know the name? And I said, I guess so, yes. And then, of course, I burst into tears.
You burst into tears.
Yep.
And now, Dad, had it been a boy, what was the name that you were arguing for?
Albert.
And do you want to explain what our hesitation would have been to naming a child Albert?
I've had six dogs named Albert.
Yep.
I currently have Albert the sixth. But I thought it would have been a good name because it would have been like, you know, I've had five of my Alberts have died. They had good lives, don't worry.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be like Pinocchio, you know? And all of a sudden the dog turns into a kid. They went and screwed it up having a girl.
Yeah. I'm so happy to have a girl. It was a dream come true to have a girl. But I only wish it had been a boy just for you to explain to my wife. It's like the dog came back as a kid.
Yeah. It could have gone better than we all think.
Now, Addie had a drink of choice. Posh, do you remember what Addie drank?
A Kir Royale.
Yes, this is not the baby Addie, but the dear departed Addie. And so I would like to take a toast in memory of our grandmother and your mother. And Dad, your arch nemesis.
Addie.
And if I could just interject something about Kirs. Now, it's white wine with creme de cassis.
Yep.
The Royale is with champagne as well. But my mother had a flask that she carried with her at all times that had the creme de cassis because she says it's such a ripoff when you go to restaurants. So a regular glass of white wine is maybe $6. Then they jack it up to $10
right.
just by putting in the creme de cassis. And she says, half the time, it's too red. It's not red enough. She says, I'm just going to do my own. So she always took along this flask and would pour it. Now, the thing is, with creme de cassis, it's like a real gooey red.
Very thick.
Very thick.
Yeah.
So one time the thing broke, the lid came off. We were in a store shopping, and I looked down, and it was like one of those straw rugs.
Uh-huh.
And there was creme de... It looked like somebody had been murdered.
Yeah.
And there was just red all the way. And I looked at Mother, and she said, we need to leave right now.
Yeah.
So we got out.
Yeah.
Got out.
The point of that story is she didn't only carry that flask when she went shopping.
Yeah.
Or to the restaurant.
It's very funny
Always
to think
that.
Of carrying a flask full of creme de cassis. She was a very refined dirtbag.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But it's very funny about Addie, first of all, here I do want to show how beautiful my grandmother was. There she is on her wedding day in the middle. Here she is right there. And that's you right there, Mom?
Yeah, that's with five of her six children.
Yep, you had one more baby after you.
One more baby.
And Addie was so refined and so classy, and her home was filled with beautiful antiques. I assumed until I was about 15 years old that I just assumed she was born in England.
Right.
And you want to tell everybody where she was born?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
But she was sent to an English boarding school.
Yes,
she went to Malvern Girls College in England.
Uh-huh.
And she did. She would pronounce laboratory and things like she had airs.
Yeah, she put on airs. Now, you, late in life, because she spent her later years in San Diego, you were in L.A., you saw her a great deal more than I did. You were very close with her. But do you have a memory of, because she wasn't the warmest grandmother when we were young.
No, she didn't like kids that weren't her kids.
Yeah.
And I was her grandchild.
Right, which you feel like is close enough.
Not for Addie.
Yeah.
No. No.
And yeah, but she was like, you know, she would never say paper mache. She would say papier mache.
Right. And then she'd like...
Yeah. And then have a nice thick drink of cassis.
Yeah.
But she, I mean, my favorite story, she was, you know, our grandmother. She was like 83, had gone through a couple husbands, and had gone out on a date with this guy. And he was also getting on in years, and he was dropping her off. And he asked her something. I forget how he phrased it. What did he ask her?
Would you touch it?
Would you touch it? She did not.
She did not.
But that gentleman would die 3 months later and leave his house to his housekeeper. And everyone was like, well, if you would have touched it, maybe free house.
It was a very loving group of people.
How did your, what is your memory of Addie?
It was different for me. I'm going to tell you the first time I met Addie. Hillary and I met in college, and I must have been about 20. And my friend Denny Miller and I went up. We lived in Pittsburgh. We went up to Marblehead, Massachusetts, this beautiful New England town with a big harbor full of sailboats. And they lived in a house that was built in the 1600s. And we come up there and, you know, type of thing at the end of the summer, a little vacation. And so I think we got off to a bad start. You know, first of all, we mentioned, she said, how do you like Marblehead? We said, yeah, no rivers, no bridges. It's not Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's all right. So then we were sitting in the yard and...
the garden.
It was the garden, pardon yeah. me.
If you say papier-mâché...
you say garden.
You say garden,
you
yeah.
You say garden. And I'll admit, we're 20 years old. I mean, I don't know what she was expecting. She wasn't expecting me. We, you know, as far as savoir faire went to stay with the French, ours was only fair. Mm. And so we're sitting in the garden, and Hillary's grandfather came in, Addie's father. He was quite old at the time, and with a beret and some medals from World War I. And he sat down, we shook his hand, but we didn't get up. We should have got up. We were, you know, again, fair on the savoir faire. And so... after we had that little exchange, we went in to change for dinner, and Hillary came up and said, you have to get out. Addie threw me out the first day. Didn't make it one day. She threw us out. And you saw the picture of her with her five of her six children, and she was the matriarch. She was, I would say she was like Catherine the Great, except Catherine the Great didn't have six kids. She was more like that guy, what's his name on Succession? Roy?
Logan Roy?
Logan Roy.
Yeah.
She was more like him.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, with a lot of kids.
He's a loving.
So she was the boss. But we, you know, that was a rough start. But, you know, Hillary and I have been married over 50 years. And so over time, you know, maybe 10, 12 years, things got better. And, you know, the last 30 years were pretty good.
Yeah. I should note, the story about Addie's birth was a lot less dramatic than Axel, who was my middle son, who was famously born in a lobby. And our first son was almost born in an Uber, so Alexi was very aware that she has pretty fast labors, and so she decided to have it at home with a midwife. And my wife is very, she is an alpha. She likes to plan things. She put her two boys to bed. She looked at me. She said, my water broke. We had a midwife come to our home, and she gave birth in our bathtub at 10:30 at night, which was incredible. Like, three pushes, and baby Addie was there. And it was amazing because, you know, you go to a hospital, which we did for the first two, and, you know, it feels very medical. And this birth was very much, just felt like a miracle. And we had Addie slept between us at night in bed. And then when the boys woke up in the morning, I got to go into their room and say, there's a surprise for you in mom's bed, and here's the video of the first time they got to hold their sister.
Mommy,
do photos.
Get her off. Mommy!
What
is that?
That's her belly button.
We took advantage of the pandemic and the fact that you weren't, you know, people weren't seeing you out and about in the same way, and we decided, it's not really exciting. Like, I feel like a secret baby, you know, has to be, like, two people that aren't together.
Yeah.
It's a little bit less exciting when you're like, we had a secret baby, and people are like, it's your third baby.
That's how I feel. And
yeah.
I don't know why I've been keeping it a secret.
Right. Well, I appreciate you biting the bullet. and then, you know, obviously, the fact that this one wasn't born in the lobby, you know, didn't need to run out and tell everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
No Netflix special there.
No.
Boy.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. And, you know, you don't want to blame her because she's just a baby.
Yeah.
But. You know, Axel's already paid for college. Like, well, she's got some work to do,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to commercial, but I'm going to show you, we're going to go to commercial with a video that is one that I have watched 100 times since we filmed it. This is Axel. Both my boys are incredibly sweet. This is Axel. We lower thirded it because he's a little hard to understand sometimes, but this is his first conversation with his baby sister.
Please leave me, Daddy. Baby sister, do you like me?
Hi, I'm Larry Myers. Once a year, I'm the star of Late Night with Seth Myers. Thank you for tuning in. And if you like this show, I have another show you should be watching. It's called Late Night with Seth Meyers Corrections. And if you can you can find it only on YouTube. My son spends the week reading YouTube comments from what he calls the correction jackals, and then he responds. Now, you might think I'd take issue with people who criticize my son, but the truth be told, I've been known to be critical of him over the years too. Well, that's not true.
Just read it how I wrote it.
Okay. I give it 5 stars. But don't just take it from me. It's Emmy nominated. It would have won if you'd have listened to the corrections I made.
See?
There's a new corrections on YouTube right now. I love it almost as much as I love this guy. And that's saying a lot.
Thank you, Dad.
Larry Myers, out.
Oh, I told you not to say that. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday because it's about family, and I love this family very much. And we make a lot of jokes on this show about how fraught Thanksgiving can be for families, infighting, the resurfacing of old grudges, the slamming of doors. That was never our Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving was always merriment and games and love, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for my wife's family because now I can see that other side. I can only make that joke because I love them as much as I love the people here. And I just want to say happy Thanksgiving and how grateful I am to my in-laws, Joanne, Tom, Arielle and Zach, and Agnes and Tolia. And they're cooking our Thanksgiving dinner right now while we get to be on TV. And that is something we are also incredibly thankful for. And, you know, we, as guests on the show, every guest on our show gets a little bit of money. It's not a lot of money, but it's like a couple $100. And I was thinking, because they're cooking dinner, would you be okay, Mom, giving that money to them?
What?
Okay. Worth a shot. I want to thank my wife, who is my best friend and the most incredible partner, and who is now been the most amazing mother to three incredible children. And, you know, it's not her fault that she didn't have a great story birth this time. And you all have to stop blaming her. I want to thank our crew. This has been a weird 2 years. I was away from them for a long time. I always felt like I appreciated them, but being away and getting to come back, it was like we never were apart. The same is true of my staff. The same is true of my writers.
And now for 5 weeks, I've been lucky enough to have an audience back in the studio, and I'm so thankful for you. Thank you so much for being with us. But I want to save my final thanks for the people who watched at home, because, you know, we did this show for 20 months and there was nobody here. And I am so grateful that we got to spend this time together. And I know there's an audience here every night. They mean nothing to me. I could say that because the show's over. They've laughed their laughs. This was 20 months where a lot of people felt alone, and I did not feel alone because I felt like we were together. So thank you so much for that. You are also like a family to me, but you're the best kind of family because you don't have my email. And you don't have my phone number. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I want to say thank you to Oscar Gill. I want to say one more time, thank you to my family. That's my mom, that's my dad, that's my brother. I want to thank John Epcar and the HE Band. Stay safe, get vaccinated. We love you.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.